Welcome to Black Ass News. This is your Black Ass News host, Tanisha Mercer. Woo child, the British tea is so hot that I had to do a part two of, Meghan and Harry talking about the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. I got it wrong on the last podcast. Y'all called them the Duke and Duchess of York. So excuse my faux pas, my royal faux pas there. But listen, we know the royal family, we know they're gangster. I guess many of us should not be surprised, but I think that the reaction to it is really kind of interesting on these internet streets, right? You're seeing everything from people are like, oh, they should have known. They have a history of colonialism. How did Meghan not know this? Listen, what we're not going to do is, folks can argue with their mama, okay? They can argue with their British mama, all right? What we need to realize is that a lot of the comments are hella gaslighting, abusive, and manipulative. If you expect, think about it now, you expect someone to be okay with being abused, mistreated, do we not realize Meghan almost got a toe tag, okay? This woman was ready to kill herself, commit suicide over the treatment that she got. Who can't feel on like the most basic human level of compassion? Who can't feel compassionate about that? Okay. Who can't feel some sort of way that they really were trying hard to take this woman out? So for people to just act dismissive of her concerns that she stated in the Oprah interview is just, it's mind boggling to me. Of course, we are going to be concerned about this particular incident. I don't think that Meghan, as a biracial woman should have to shoulder the monarchy's reign of colonialism. Okay. Look, we dealing with the same stuff here. Okay. So it's kind of like, how is Meghan responsible for that? What we need to talk about is the fact that the firm, as they call it, the royal family, however you want to call it, were more concerned about baby Archie's complexion. Because for all the people out here talking about, oh, Meghan says she's biracial, yeah, she's not really black. Listen, the royal family wasn't worried about her daddy's side, okay? They was worried about her mama side, the mama's black ass side. So the royal family is more worried and concerned about this baby's complexion. I mean, they checking ears and fingertips and hair texture than the fact that literally this is an inbred family and it's been documented for generations, right? For generations. They done married their cousins them. Okay. Reportedly, Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth and Prince, and Philip, first of all, this man looked like he literally is a cast member of Walking, what's the show that was out a long time ago? Walking the Dead or whatever. That remember that show, that zombie apocalypse show? He looks like he's a cast member of it. Like, this man did he die and someone forget to tell him? So we know that Elizabeth and Philip are reportedly related. They're second and third cousins on both sides of their family. When you look through the royal family history, it's full of that. Cousins marrying cousins, they're keeping it in the bloodline. But you worried about baby Archie. Okay, see, the thing is that Meghan pulled a black woman move. Meghan was like, look, we're not dealing with this. I'm out. And we have to also give Harry credit because Harry, listen, people like to make like this wasn't a big thing. How many of y'all leave your job without a plan? You still got bills. You still got rent, mortgage, lights, car note, house note, T-Mobile bill due, okay, every month. How many of y'all have just like left y'all job with no plan? That is essentially what they did. I mean, they aren't getting any kind of royal allowance, which is standard, okay? It's standard for people of that who marry into the family or come into that family. They're supposed to get a royal check. Okay. So basically they're like, they chucked the royal deuces, Meghan and Harry. Harry left all of that behind. Okay. Look, it's people out here who they won't even leave their mama for their wives. Okay, this man left his whole entire royal family, dipped out. Him and Meghan dipped out to Canada. Canada is still a commonwealth. Okay, so then they what did they do? They made their way on over to California. Just the audacity of it all, that they're quote unquote safer in the U.S. than they are in England, is absolutely amazing to me. But they had to get out from under that whole Buckingham Palace, the shenanigans there, and the royal family and the tabloids and all of that. So I just want to know, for everyone who's talking all this yin yang, it's kind of like, yeah, let's put this in layman's terms, okay? Meghan and Harry left their jobs, got that baby, and they bounced, all right? Moved clean across some continents, okay? And resettled. I want to know how brave y'all are, because hell, you can't get folks to move 500 miles away. All right. That's how you have to break that down. So big ups again to Meghan, for Harry, for being her rock, supporting her, giving up. Y'all don't understand, giving up his royal family, giving up all ties to that for his wife and his child, protect his wife and his child. That's what a man should do. And every black woman should be loved the same. I don't care who the spot your partner, your spouse is. Okay. That's the kind of love we out here looking for. All right. Not the Kevin Samuels bull crap. But anyway, make sure you guys stay tuned to Black Ass News for the latest in, these royal shenanigans, politics, pop culture, comedy, all of that. Check out the Black Ass News Facebook page, also Black Ass News Comedy on Instagram and also TikTok. And don't forget, tell your little friends, share, please subscribe to the Black Ass News Podcast. Be safe, y'all.